We're talking to Dr. Thomas Hopkins, the National Advisor for the Erectile Dysfunction Organization, and he's also a doctor of internal medicine. And, Doctor, on this Valentine's Day, you have some interesting information about how perhaps erectile dysfunction can be corrected, not necessarily with medicine, but by eating something that's pretty common.
Yeah, I think the message here is, especially it just seems to be timely for Valentine's Day, is that there are certain power of certain foods that you can eat, and particularly looking at pistachios. Pistachios have clinical benefits, have been shown in clinical trials that are heart-healthy benefits for weight management, and more recently in a trial where it shows that it improved erectile function in men.
And is there something about the pistachio nut that helps this?
Well, they think it's related to, and probably its properties, the anti-inflammatory, antioxidant properties that are inherent in pistachios. They did this clinical trial, and men aged 38 to 59 years old who had erectile dysfunction. And what they saw after they were, for 3 weeks, when they're eating 3.5 ounces of pistachios daily for about 3 weeks, they saw improvement in erection function. And it was the reason why they did this trial, because, you know, there's been a lot of folklore about eating pistachios. It goes way back to in Egypt, Egyptian times, when there, it was thought of as an aphrodisiac. So when you look at this trial and the way they did it and the association between pistachios, there was really more to it. And it probably relates to its anti-inflammatory properties, where there's increasing blood flow to the body, and that's where it's probably has its effectiveness.
Doesn't matter what kind. I mean, there's red-covered pistachio nuts and, I guess, brown-covered ones and so forth.
Absolutely. But, you know, when you look at it, the green nut, if you look at it, and, you know, they're not all created equal. Obviously, it's the natural pistachio nut that is, you know, the one that's in the shell is probably the important part. Because when you look at the benefits of pistachios, also as a snack, a healthy snack for weight management, because it's as a nut, it's fewer calories. You get more bang for your buck with eating pistachios. So that there's even just the process of shelling, it takes longer to eat them as a snack, and I think it's great for in that sense for children and for on the goes, and it's much more filling. So, but you think about those things for weight management. You think about the antioxidant potential for heart health. It really makes it, you know, a healthy snack, a good alternative that people should incorporate into their diet.
And besides erectile dysfunction, does it help blood flow normally? Any other conditions that it might help?
Absolutely, because it's just, you know, packed with vitamin D and minerals and its antioxidant properties. It's also beneficial. And when you think about it, anything that improves blood flow and decreases inflammation of blood vessels is going to have other benefits in other organ systems. It's great for the skin, it's great for the hair. It's important for just growth of different of tissues in general. And like I said, if I would say the three things, heart health, decreased anti-inflammatory by having the good fats that we need in our diet, weight management as a low-calorie substitute, and, of course, this newer information that leads that there's some benefits for improving erectile function. That's why some people have coined this as the love nut, because good for the heart health, and it's also good for the erection function.
Now, how many did you say, 3.5 ounces?
Ounces. When I always mention, when it's always mentioned now in the context of erection function, someone says, well, how many do you have to have? Is it two bags,
right,
one bag? Really, when you look at it, it's surprisingly, a serving, a typical one-ounce serving is 49 nuts. Which is about 160 calories. And when you think about it, if you sit down to eat 49 nuts, it takes some time. And so it takes time. And so you're going to consume fewer calories than if you reached in and grabbed a bag of cookies or potato chips, which are three or four times that, and you finish that off in a few seconds.
Well, I guess we'll all be grabbing for the pistachios.
Exactly.
Not all of us, but those who need it, I guess.
But some of them. I mean, there's health benefit. It doesn't have to be specifically. But just, you know, the thing is, I think the key message is there's power in food. And as a physician who sees patients every day, who has an interest in heart health, and especially in that area, that this is another option that you can incorporate into your diet that has some clinical benefits that have actually been proven. So it's not just, you know, saying go out and eat any kind of nut. No, there's clinical benefits specific to pistachios.
All right, doctor. Thank you.
Well, all righty. Great to have you on.
Day.
All right. Same to you.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.